But the Gemara of Yakati Tzuras Dinu, even so, it's only Tzrayroi. And Rashi says, V'yein Kaifa Kosev Ela Benegicha, to have a Gufa Mamish. But here, look, where the Shor knocked down the wall. That was his Kayach. And now the wall goes and kills the person. So how could you say, Shmuel says, Yechayev Kaifa, it's only Tzrayroi, it's not Gufa, it should be potter from Kaifa. Amarav Mori Bereid Rav Kana, to cause him an eminate. No, not the pshat that he just moved the wall and the wall fell down now by itself. But the whole time the Shor is like pushing the wall. Rashi the Gosel Kaisel, Minei Minei, Aidei the Chivosai, the Gagulai, Kol Shor, that the Shor is always there pushing the wall, Ashamaplo Love until it falls on the person. O Miyuay the Miskavel Hori, there's only saying a Svari didn't have Kavanah to kill the man. But it's not called Kaisha, it's called Gufai. Therefore it's called Gufai, therefore Yechayiv a Kaifa. That's Shmuel's Halacha. The Maratani Kavosai, I'll bring a proof now to Shmuel. O Tuf to the Rav and Akash and Rav. It says Yesh Chaya b'Misa v'Kayfa. The case of Chaya b'Misa and Kayfa. V'Yesh Chaya b'Kayfa potem b'Misa. To see clearly, it's Shaya to be Chaya b'Kayfa, even though Shor is potem b'Misa. V'Yesh Chaya b'Misa potem in a Kayfa. V'Yesh potem mizer mizer. But Ketzad Muad v'Kavon. If you have a more Shor Hamuad to kill somebody with Kavon a Chaya b'Misa v'Kayfa, the Shor is Chaya b'Misa is Chaya to pay Kayfa. Muad shle v'Kavon a Chaya b'Kayfa potem b'Misa. The chloride to Shmuel. Tam v'Kavon a Chaya b'Misa potem b'Kayfa. Tam shle v'Kavon a potem mizer mizer. Fianazok and Shlebi Kavanah, whoever does damage without Kavanah, we have Yehuda Mechai, is still the Baal Asher has to pay. We have Shimon Poiter. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, Yalav mi Kaifa. Ma Kaifa Shlebi Kavanah. Chayiv, Afanizok and Amish Shlebi Kavanah is Chayiv. We have Shimon Yalav mi Kotle the Shor. No, just like when the Shor kills somebody, Ma Kotle Shlebi Kavanah Potter. The Shor kills somebody without intentions as Potter from Ethan, Afanizok and Shlebi Kavanah Potter. Who didn't have a Shor, he does damage to somebody without intentions is also Potter. Learn now from Kotler better. He says, no, don't tashlumim tashlumim. I rather learn now payment from payment. Kaif is a payment and Nizok is a payment. I don't want to learn now payment from a mitha. Again, no, don't chiyuv with the shore, chiyuv with the shore, lafuke kaif with the chiyuv with the bailamu. And rather learn now chiyuvim on the shore. A chiyuv mitha the chiyuv to the shore. A chiyuv tashlumim mashma the chiyuv on the shore to pay the tashlumim. Just the kaif, but that's called the chiyuv on the bailam. That's called the kapara for the bailam. But understand, when the shor does damage, that's called mash mechiv upon the shor to pay the damage. That's called the chi of the gufa. All right, let's stop here. You hold enough mem dalar on the base, in the middle by the two dots. That the Mishnah says niskavin lahoriges abehema vahoriges odem potem. If a behemah had in mind to kill one animal, and then it killed a man instead, so the shor was potter from skila. Yes. So Mar says the diak ho niskavin lahorigazeh for horigazeh chayiv. For a smashma, if you had kabbara to kill one man, and then you killed another man, then the shor is chayiv misa. So if so, the Gemara says masnisin the like Rabbi Shimon. Our mishnah, if so, is not like Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya would learn like this. Rabbi Shimon says, "Afilo niskaven lahoregezer, for horegezer potter." Shimon says that afilo you had kavanah to kill one person, and by mistake you kill another person, you also potter from Isa. It's talking about by a man, but our mission holds the same way. If a man kills and is not chayiv misa, the same thing the shor also is not chayiv misa. So according to Rabbi Shimon, if you mechaven for one person, and by mistake you kill somebody else, you potter from Isam, the same thing should be by your shore. And our Mishnah is not like that. So our Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon. Verse says, my time with Reb Shimon, what's the reason of Reb Shimon? The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, Hashor Yisokel V'gam Ba'ol of Yumas. It says that if the shore kills somebody, we have to kill the shore. And it says also, V'gam Ba'ol of Yumas, the owner should also like die. Even though we know it doesn't mean he should die, it just means the owner has to pay kaifa. But we dashin kemisas bailim kach misas hashor. That the same way when the bailim, if a man kills somebody else, he's chayiv misa, in that same way is the shor also chayiv misa. That means what? Ma bailim adim mechavin lei, just like by a man, he's only chayiv misa. If he asks kavanah to kill that person, if he asks kavanah to kill one and he kills somebody else, it's potter from misa. Is af shor namid the same way for shor? Adim mechavin lei until the shor has kavanah to kill that person. If he has kavanah to kill a different person, and by mistake he kills somebody else, he is potter from Misa. This is Rabbi Shimon Shita. How the Gemara says, how does Rabbi Shimon know to say this, that a person himself, even though a person has kavanah to kill one person, but if he kills somebody else, he's potter? Because he dashes the Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, v'yoraf loy v'kom olof. This one, if you go to kill somebody, it says you ambush him and you go against him. So we dashen atche yiskavin loy, until you have kavanah to him directly. That's when the Torah says yichayiv misa. But if you don't have kavanah to kill him, you have kavanah to kill somebody else, then you're potter from misa. For the Gemara of a Rabbonin, hai v'yoraf loy my avdilei. The Rabbonin, like the Pshat from Al Mishnah, that Al Mishnah says, when is a shor potter? Only if it had kavanah to kill one animal, and then it killed a man. But Mashmah, if it had kavanah to kill one man, and by mistake it kills another man, the shor is chayiv misa. Because Al Mishnah goes like the Rabbonin Shita, that even by an Adam, he'll also be chayiv misa. So where's the question? If so, according to the Rabbonin, what do they do with this posik v'yor of loy? So Gemara says, Amri, Devei Rabbi Yanai, they darshan it like this. For the klal of kavua, that prat lezorek evin legoy, in the case of a person throws a stone into a goy, a bunch of people, and it kills one of the people, that in such a case you're potter from misa. That's what the pasuk is talking about. But if you have kavanah to kill one person, even though by mistake you kill somebody else, the rabbanan holds still yichayiv misa, because you had kavanah to kill, and you did kill, yichayiv misa. The Ptura of the Pasuk is when you throw your stone into a guy, an assembly of people. Now the Gemara says, Hechidami, what are we talking about? How is the case that you need a Pasuk to say that you're potter from Misa? Elaim, if you want to tell me, the Iko Tisha Kananim, the Yechud Yisrael Benahem, that this assembly of people, there were 9 Goyim there, and 1 Jew, and you throw the stone there, and you killed one of them, that we say you're potter. So Gemara says, what do I need a Pasuk for? Typically, the Ruba Kananim Ninu. Of course you're potter. Because you had kavanah to kill, like most probably one of the rive. Since 9 of them are goyim, it's like you had kavanah to kill a guy. If you had kavanah to kill a guy, you're potter. So Zoy Pshita, you're potter from Isa. I don't need a Pasuk in this case. Inami or else even Palga Palga. Even if you want to tell me there were 5 Jews and 5 goyim. Also, it would be a Svara, Sofik Nefoshes Lahokil. That if you have a doubt, if you had kavanah to kill him or the other one, that we would go lekula, we would not kill you. So even without a pasuk, I would know in such a case that you're potter from Isa. So leitzricha, where do I need the pasuk? Leitzricha diika tishrei Yisraelim. I need the pasuk where I have 9 Yisraelim. V'yechod kanani and 1 kanani, 1 guy there. That's the case. There were 9 Jews and 1 guy there. And now you threw a stone there and you killed one of them. Even though the majority of them are Jews, so maybe I would have thought to say, it's like you have kavanah to kill a Jew, and then if you kill the Jew, you should be chayiv misa. The chiddush of the pasuk is no. Kivon diyikah chod kanani benayu, since there's one guy amongst them, hevelei kavua. This is the klal of kavua, he's stationary. So in the case where he's kavua, where he's stationary, staying still, and you go to them, then the klal is, V'chol kavua kamachta machta dami. Every time it's a kavua, it's stationary, it always remains a total suffix, a total doubt. So therefore, it's a suffix of yochayiv misa not, and therefore the klal is, v'suffix nefoshes lahokil. If we have a doubt of yochayiv misa or not, we always go lekula. We can't kill you unless we know vada you have a chayiv misa. So that's what the rabbanan do with this pasuk of, v'or avloi v'komalov. That you only chayiv misa like if you had kavanah to kill a Jew, and not in a case where one of them was a guy, and it was kavua between them. So this is the case how I know the klal that kol kavua kamachta machta dami. Okay, now the Mishnah says, shor ho isha, or shor that's owned by a lady, or else v'shor ha yisaymin, a shor that's owned by yisaymin, orphans, or else shor ho apotropis, the same thing really belongs to yisaymin, just here there's a guardian taking care. Or el shor ha-midbar, which means a hefka, a shor belonging to the wilderness, that's hefka, and there's no owner. Or el shor ha-hegdish, shor that belongs to hegdish. Or el shor ha-ger shemeis, or shor that belonged to a ger, that now the ger died, and the ain lo yorshin, he has no yorshin, So the Chur right now, the Shor is also like a Shor HaMidbar, it's like Hefka. The Lachur is, Harei Elu Chayavim Misa. If any one of these Shvarim kill the man, so the Shor is still Chayav Misa. Even though there's no Bailim, still the Shor is Chayav Misa. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Shor HaMidbar, Shor HaHegdish, and Shor HaGer Shemes, in these last three cases, where there's no owner to them, are Shor that belongs to Hefka, or else a Shor that belongs to Hegdish, there's no real owner, or else a Shor of a Ger that died. So if you don't, if this Shor kills the man, Peturim min HaMisa. Lefi Shein Lehem Bailim, we don't have a Bailim, and therefore we can't give a Chiyuv Misa upon the Shor. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So Gemara says like this, Tana Rabbanan, look at the price like this. The Pasuk Shor Shor Shiva, it says seven times in the Pasha of a Shor killing a man, it says the word Shor, it says it seven times. So why does it say it seven times for? Lahavi, to include all these cases of the Mishnah, according to the Tanakhama. That Shor HaIsha, Shor HaYisoimim, Shor HaApotropis, Shor HaMidbar, Shor HaHegdish, Shor HaGer Shemes, V'en LaYoshim. That if any one of these seven Shors kills a man, the Maisa is a Tzchayiv Misa. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Shor HaMidbar, Shor HaHegdish, Shor HaGer Shemes, V'en LaYoshim. These three cases, since there's no owner here, the lachar is if the Shor kills a man, Peturim min HaMisa. Bezdin does not go and kill the Shor. Why? Lefi Shein Lehem Bailim. Because there's no Bailim to the Shor. There's no owner for the Shor. Omer Rav Huna says that Poiter Hoyle Rabbi Yehuda Afilu Nogach Ulevsaif Higdish. Should Rabbi Yehuda hold that even at the time when the Shor killed somebody, there was an owner to the Shor. But after the Shor killed, then the owner was Makdish Yeshor. We don't kill the Shor. Or else Nogach will say Hifka. Let's say after your Shor killed somebody, now the owner of the Shor is Masker, makes your Shor Hefka. Also, it's Potter from Misa. Mimai, what's the proof? Midiktoni Tarti. Like, what does the Mishnah have to say in these two cases? Of Shor HaMidbar, v'Shor HaGer Shemes, v'Em LaYorshin. Or it's the same thing. Of Shor HaMidbar means it has no owner, it's Hefka. And the Shor that belonged to a Ger, and the Ger died, and it has no Yorshin, it's also Hefka. So what do they have to say it two times for? The Mar says, Shor HaGer Shemes, my niyu, Techivan, Dein Lo Yorshim, Evel Shor Hefka. If so, Hainu Shor HaMidbar, Hainu Shor HaGer Shemes, Vein Lo Yorshim. Of course, the exact same case. The case is that the Shor has no owner to it. So why does the Mishnah say it in two cases for? El Olav, isn't it? That El Olav, Hokamash Malon. This is what it's coming to teach us. The Afilo Nogach, Ulusayf Higdish, even in the case that it was Nogach, and then it did, and then we Umakdish it, or else Nogach Ulev Saif Hifka, that still the Shor was Potter from Misa, even though at the time when the Shor killed there was an owner to it, but as long as before they went to Bezdin that the owner was already Maskerit or was Makdashit, you're Potter. That's why it says two cases. The extra case is like the teacher's this Giddish. The Gemara says Tanya Nam Yochim, we learn like this also, that yes, there are Kain Amar Rabbi Yehuda, even a bigger Giddish Rabbi Yehuda comes to teach us. Now what? Afilu Nogach L'Saif Higdish. Even in the case where the Shor was Nogach, and then the owner was Makdashit, or else Nogach L'Saif Hifka. That first Reuven owned the Shor, and then after his Shor killed the man, then Reuven was Masker Shor, still Potter. Still you should know, now Bezdin will not go to kill the Shor. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, for who are the Bibola Behemoth? It says what? That you have to say Edis to the Bailim, and then we kill the Shor. So we dash in Achetay Misa v'hamode v'din shavim kiyechon. Until b'shas the Shor killed the man, and at the time when we went to Bezdin, it has to be Bebolov with the same owner. There has to be one owner to it, the same owner. For the Gemara, v'gemar din loyvina, and you don't have to have the Gemar din here at Smashman as long as it belongs to an owner. B'shas they went to Bezdin, but Smashman you don't need the Gemar din. For the Gemara, v'ha'ashor yisokil, Gemar dinu. The Pasuk says, v'ha'ashor yisokil, mashmi, even b'shas kilom, there has to be an owner to it. Elo, rather, say like this, Elo eimo, achetahe misa, v'ha'amoda v'din, u'gemar din shavim kiyechot, enechanami. You have to have one owner over here from the time when the Shor did the damage until the time Bezdin wants to give the Gemar din, Bezdin wants to paskin the chi of misa. So that's the Mishnah. Shor shu yoytzei lisokel, or Shor that killed a man, and now Bezdin Paskin that has to have skila, and they're taken out to shore now to stone it. The Hegdishai Bolev, and now the Bailam wake up and wants to be Makdashit. It's not called Hegdish. The Poshit you learn, since it's also Bahanor already, it doesn't belong to you. So therefore you can't be Makdashit anymore. What about Shochatu? Let's say now the owner goes to make a Shchitur on it. The Sarwa Yosa, still the boss with us, it's already Yosa Bahanor. What about the Yimad Shalom Nigma Dinoi? Let's say though, but before Bezdin gave the Psah, gave the Gemara Din to say it's Chayiv Misa, before that, even though your shore already killed a man, but before Bezdin gave its Gemara Din, Hegdisha Vol of Muktash. If the owner went first to be Makdashit, the Hegdish is Chal. V'yim Shachatul B'sorei Mutah. And if the owner goes and shechs the meat and eats it, it's Mutah B'achil, you're allowed to eat it. That's one halacha. Then the Mishnah says, Mosroi L'shoi Mechinam L'shoyel L'noisei Sofer L'soichem. This is the parasha for owner gives over his shore to one of the four shomrim to watch, whether it's a shor mechina for free or a shor, a person's borrowing it. Well, the noisei sofer l'soichem, when he gets paid or he rents it, he pays you. Halacha is nichnasu tachas habaylim. These shomrim now take over the same place that the owner has, and therefore the halacha is that a muid is mishalim nezik sholim and v'tam mishalim chatzin nezik. They have the same halacha, that if the shor is only a tam, it pays chatzin nezek with keren. And if, when it becomes a muad by the Beis HaShemer, then the Shemer has to pay nezek shom. So Mar says, turn around, buddy, look at the price like this. Shor shehemis, a shor that killed a man. So it depends. Achaloi nigma dinoi, before Bezdin gave up psak, din ratzchayiv misom, mochroi,